Have you been practicing your so what attitude? I hope so. And I hope you're already noticing some changes in how anxiety makes you feel. Even on its own, this first step can help a great deal. And today, you're going to learn even more tools that will help you recover. Here's a quick overview of the steps you're going to learn next. Today, I'm going to teach you first how to completely accept and allow your anxiety. Second, how to run towards your anxiety and even feel excited by it. And finally, how to demand more of your anxiety. I know these steps might sound extreme, but trust me on this. They are your ticket to freedom from social anxiety. Okay, let's break this down. To help you visualize these steps more clearly, close your eyes and remember your trusty anxiety character once again. Together, we're going to work through a common what-if scenario. Imagine you're at a party. You're sitting at a table and your friends are talking in a small circle on the other side of the room. You want to go over and join them, but you think to yourself, what if I say something stupid? You feel your heart beat stronger and faster. You feel cold and clammy. You imagine your friends laughing at you. You imagine how stupid you will feel when you think back on the conversation at home that night. You feel your heart beat stronger and faster. You feel cold and clammy. You imagine your friends laughing at you. You imagine how stupid you will feel when you think back on the conversation at home tonight. Are you picturing anxiety in your mind? What else is it saying to you? What anxious thoughts is it feeding you? Listen to what anxiety has to say, and then start talking back to anxiety. Remember to picture what anxiety looks like as you do so. Picture the actions you would take and what this conversation would actually look like. Now, repeat after me. I'm no longer going to battle with you, anxiety. I call a truce. Come closer to me now and sit down beside me. I'm allowing you to stay. I accept and allow you. How do you see anxiety respond? Are you making any ground? Are you gaining confidence to get up and talk to your friends? You're almost ready, but there are a few more steps. Now picture anxiety in your mind and move towards it. The closer you move, the more anxiety begins to move away. You begin to move faster, until you're running after anxiety, trying to catch it. You run towards your anxiety by telling yourself that you feel excited by your nervous thoughts and feelings. Give in to that feeling of excitement. Take all of the physical symptoms of anxiety that you feel and perceive them as excitement instead of fear. At this point, your physical symptoms go into overdrive. Your heart feels like it's beating out of your chest. You feel like you can't breathe. You feel hot and then cold, and your stomach begins to hurt. You realize you're about to have a panic attack. But don't worry, this is completely normal for people with social anxiety. I'll show you exactly what to do. When you have a panic attack, the physical symptoms are so strong that you need an extreme response to manage them. So, look at anxiety and demand more of it. Say to yourself, I'm excited by this feeling. Give me more. Bring it on. It's okay if you want to be angry. What do you want to say to anxiety? Give it a piece of your mind. Tell anxiety that you have a right to be at this party. You have a right to talk to your friends. You have a right to enjoy your life without anxiety getting in the way. Once again, you are now taking back control. If you really go for this and demand more, your nervous energy starts to dissipate. The physical sensations fade. the anxious thoughts slow down. Imagine yourself walking over to talk to your friends. Anxiety still tags along, but it's much more under control. You feel in control. You are now on the road to freedom.